The first piece of advice is that they have to really want it. It's not something to test the waters. It's like you have to really want it with every bit of your being, because it's not for everybody, but if it is for you, it's the most amazing journey you'll ever be on, and it's never a dull moment for sure. But to really soul search first, to feel if this is really for you. And if it is for you, then to develop your support systems first and make sure you have a really strong support system to back you up and to be there for you, to, you know, to help you when you feel tired or a little bit stretched too thin or whatever. They're there for you, you know. And to make sure that, like, maybe you might want to start with testing the waters a little bit, going to births with people and seeing if that feels right to you. And if it really calls out to you, it's almost like an addiction, right? You can't get enough. Every single birth is so exciting, and you just can't wait. You know, when somebody comes in and they're like ready to have their babies, we're like almost more excited than them sometimes, you know. We're like, oh, I can't wait, you know, I can't wait to meet your baby. And they're all excited, and it's just like a big party here all the time. We're always celebrating and having fun, you know. And that's what's really important too, to make sure that you love it so much that it is still exciting, you know. Because there's in midwifery, there's really, really, really big highs that you could never imagine, right? But if there are lows, there's really big lows too as well. But there's a lot more highs than lows, and you just have to keep that in perspective, you know, and have your supports there for you in case there is those times that you hit a low, you know. But also, I think another good piece of advice is to make sure that you never forget who you are. Never try to be somebody you aren't. And to make sure that you incorporate that into your practice. And to not be afraid to, you know, those teachings that your grandma taught you, or your auntie or your mom, those things, not be afraid to pass that on. Because it's not something you're going to read in a book to learn how to do it. You have to live it to be able to share that information. Because otherwise, it's not something they can incorporate, you know. It's not true. It's not really true anymore, you know. And to take that knowledge and pass it on with pride. And once you start passing it on with pride, then they're going to pick that up too as well, you know. And they're going to pick the pride up again. And they're going to make those truths again, you know. And I always tell people when they come in and they say, well, you know, I don't really know too much about any traditional knowledge about birth or pregnancy or whatever. And I said, did you ever talk to your mom? Did you ever ask her about her birth or your birth story? You should do that. I said, how about your grandma? Is your grandma still alive? Go and talk to her or your aunties, you know, and find out what it was like for them and what they were told, how they're supposed to carry themselves or things they should eat or medicines they should drink. Go and talk to them and find that out, you know. They come back, and now their grandmas feel pride again, you know. They feel like, wow, they want to know. Somebody wants to know this knowledge, and it makes it strong. And that connection, that multi-generational connection is there, stronger again. So I think that really is important when you're trying to become a midwife, you know, to make sure you encourage those relationships to be stronger too, you know. Because it doesn't matter, like, even though you love what you're doing and you're so excited about it, the birth isn't about you. It's all about that woman and all of those support systems that she has around her. That's what it's really about. Because after, you're going to back out slowly and quietly and discreetly and leave them in their beautiful world, you know. And that if that's a nice, healthy world for them, they're going to thrive, you know. So, yeah.